for giving customer service a call. My name's Amia. How may I assist you?
Is it Anita?
Amia.
Hi, Anita. Good morning. Well, I guess for you it's morning here in Connecticut. It's afternoon. Anita, I live in Connecticut, and I was going through my bank statement this morning, and on April 12th, I was charged an amount of $59.89 from your company, and I was wondering what that was from.
I'd be more than happy to look into it for you. Just bear with me this one brief moment, all right?
Sure, take your time.
No problem. One moment. All right. And your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Sure. Cynthia Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N, 299 Buckland Hills Drive, in apartment number 19213, Manchester, Connecticut, 06042.
Thank you for that information. So, yes, reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken for the mixer kit. And with taking that survey, it also expressed that you would be automatically subscribed to the Bite Hub app. It provides recipes that help cut sugars and carb cravings. We are able to reduce it down to $20 a month if you wish to continue.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. I saw an ad on Facebook for a mixer for $2.99 or something.
Right.
And that's what I thought I subscribed to. But now I'm being charged $59.89 a month.
So when you took the survey, it also expressed that you will be automatically subscribed to the Bite Hub app. Provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. If you wish to receive the recipes each month, we are able to reduce it down to $20.
So the mixer has nothing to do with this.
The mixer came along with that subscription, ma'am. That's why I'm asking what you'd like to continue.
No, I really don't. I mean,
okay.
I'm unemployed, and I just saw it, and I said, oh, that's a great deal, you know. But I can't really afford that kind of money. Even $20 a month is out of my – all I'm on is Social Security right now. I don't have any – my unemployment ran out, so – you know, I just would like to cancel the whole thing.
No problem. I'd be more than happy to look into it.
I'm sorry to bother you. I didn't read the fine print.
Oh, no, you're all right. No problem. So I did go ahead and cancel the account. There will be an email confirming the cancellation and also the process of the refund, which will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days or however long it does take your bank to release the funding. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Yep. Hang on. I just put the cap on the pen. Okay. What's the number?
That is C as in Charlie.
Whoops. Hang on. C as in Charlie.
920.
Whoops, come on, pen. Doesn't want to write. 920.
544.
544.
791.
791. You've been really helpful and nice, and I appreciate it. And I'm sorry to put you to that bother. I didn't read what I should have read, I guess, you know. And just when I saw that this morning, it was like, oh, my God, I can't afford that kind of money, you know. And even for $20 a month. When you don't have anything but Social Security, which barely covers your rent, it makes it kind of hard to live. So I appreciate it, and thank you again for your help.
No problem. I do appreciate you for calling customer service, and you have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.